Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening right now. It's a cool evening across Israel. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are experiencing mild temperatures, while Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze, perfect for a night stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, Iran and Hezbollah launch missiles at Israel as the second Passover Eve begins. Ballistic missiles target central and northern Israel, with no injuries reported. That's from Ynet News earlier this hour. Also, an attacker was killed in a gunfight outside the closed Israeli consulate in Istanbul. This incident involved a clash with police, as reported by Forward earlier today. Also this hour, an Iran-backed Iraqi armed group releases a kidnapped U.S. journalist. This development comes from France 24 in the last few minutes. Separately, Gulf leaders tell Trump no ceasefire without addressing the Iranian threat. This was part of a series of phone calls with regional leaders, including Prime Minister Netanyahu, as reported by Israel Hayom in earlier reporting. And finally, the IDF warns vessels off the Lebanese coast to move north amid escalating tensions. Further details on this are available from Ynet News. Here's what people are saying online. Iraq's powerful Kataib Hezbollah armed group announced in the last few minutes that they will release U.S. journalist Shelley Kittleson. This news comes from Al Arabiya. Hussein Abdul Hussein, a journalist and analyst, shared moments ago that the release of Shelley Kittleson by an Iran-backed militia is great news. Dan Bermawi, a political commentator, expressed critical views on Lebanon's historical coexistence, posting his thoughts just minutes ago. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the missile attack, Iran and Hezbollah have fired ballistic missiles at Israel, targeting central and northern regions. This escalation comes as the second Passover Eve begins, according to Ynet News. The IDF has warned vessels in the area to move north. The lack of injuries suggests a measured response from Israel, maintaining regional stability for now. Turning to the situation in Istanbul. Earlier today, an attacker died in a gunfight outside the Israeli consulate. Turkish police engaged the attackers, resulting in one death and two injuries, as reported by Forward. This highlights ongoing security concerns for Israeli facilities abroad. Meanwhile, an Iran-backed group in Iraq released a U.S. journalist abducted last week. France 24 reports this development, marking a significant diplomatic resolution. The release could signal efforts to ease tensions between the U.S. and Iranian-backed groups. On the diplomatic front, Gulf leaders have communicated to President Trump that any ceasefire must address the Iranian threat. Israel Hayom outlines these discussions, emphasizing the pressing regional security concerns. This stance complicates ceasefire negotiations but underscores regional solidarity against Iran. Turning to business and markets. First, China's shadow fleet is keeping Iran afloat by covertly buying most of its exported oil. Mariv reports that China uses complex networks to bypass sanctions, sustaining Iran's economy. Separately, stable coins, including the digital dollar, are predicted to significantly impact the global economy. Israel Hayom discusses a simulation by S&P Global, suggesting potential growth to $730 billion while highlighting minimal risks to the current financial system. And finally, food delivery startup Hut raises $20 million at a $100 million valuation. CTech details their move into Tel Aviv, challenging Walt's market presence after expanding in underserved areas. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 10 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.